Evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. In this now moment of eternity, I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, always consciously caring to encourage, inspire, to put everyone in a place where you realize how absolutely blessed you are with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, to come to a point and place where it really matters to you to walk in the mindfulness of the blessedness of your being, because there has been conspiracy here to make sure that you feel less than unless you've done this, unless you've had that, unless you get this, unless you go there, unless you look a certain way, dress a certain way, have certain things. And I'm the one to say that by virtue of the fact that we each are breathing beings, intelligences of existence, that we have already been gifted the greatest gift that we will ever, ever have in life, which is life itself. And coming into the mindset where we are consistently remembering how blessed we are, and to consciously care to be blessings everywhere that we show up, because there is a right way that we should be living, particularly in the midst of so much chaos, in the midst of so much warfare, in the midst of all of what it is that we see going on, going forward, happening, not happening. And so it matters that we care to matter in this now moment of eternity, because we'll never have anything other than the now moment of eternity. So why wait? Why wait to be in a place and space where you say, oh, well, I'll do it then, I'll do it that, I'll... But your life is ticking away unless you are wise enough to be increasing your life currency on a daily basis in light of all of what we've received and all of the programming, the religious indoctrination, the miseducation, the socialization to put us in a place and space where we feel entitled to be dying, entitled to be killing ourselves, entitled to do that which undermines ourselves. And it has become popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and a path of prosperity. And so I am always concerned that we have more support, more inspiration to realize that there is one real eye that sees through every eye. And that in this now moment, because of all of the bloodshed that is going on the planet, that has been going on the planet, you and I are being called to rise. And the call to rise is a call to remember the blessedness of your being. It is a call to understand that there is purpose in existence that has nothing to do with being successful capitalists. It has everything to do with being able to invoke the greatness of the lineages through whom we've come. And whether you have personally witnessed the greatness of your people or not, and most of us have seen adulteration, drug abuse, alcoholism, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, all manners of things that have affected our family members and whatnot. And some of you are dealing with these same issues. And I'm saying that in a perfectly designed universe that is ordered, and there is absolute law, that sickness and illness should not exist, but it does by virtue of the programming and the agenda that is running here upon this planet. And so I remind us that we are on a biospheric intergalactic spaceship called Mother Earth that is 80% water, and these bodies are our spacesuits, perfectly and divinely designed for this cosmic journeying. We've come into this realm through the sacred waters of our mother's wombs, sparked by the sacred fluids of our fathers. And then we got absolutely no support in respecting the sacredness, the sanctity, and the divinity of existence itself. And so I'm the one to remind us that as the planet is in a state of crisis by virtue of the confusion and the delusion and the sickness, the illness, the disease, and the warfare that is going on within the people, then each of us has the opportunity to do something different. And that's by consciously realizing what the methodology of all of this is in our being oppressed at our cellular functioning, made with trillions and trillions of cells that are just units of absolute and supreme intelligence. That we are perfectly and divinely designed as spirits that have come into these vehicles and vessels that we call our bodies. And being in a place and space where we are socialized to respect the manufactured specifications for our gasoline, our oil, our filters, our transmission fluids, and all of that that helps to ensure the longevity of our automobiles. We have not been supported in respecting the perfect and divine design of our bodies as the temples for absolute and supreme intelligences that are personified as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wound men, the perpetuator of lineages. And to understand that purpose in being has everything to do with our capacity, ability, and success in ensuring the progression of our lineages, particularly in light of there being a global initiative of depopulation, zero population, and genocide that is the escalation of somebody's world-conquering rampage that went on some time ago. And we think that the greatest ones have already come and gone. And I'm saying the progression of life itself is that every generation should become more dynamic than the previous one. And that coming into maturity, if we were truly supported in maturing, that means that core divinity of who we are and the gift that we've been given would come into blossoming. And by virtue of the daily lessons of respecting and reverencing, appreciating, appreciating, loving, enhancing, uplifting, enriching, caring, sharing, loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, consciously caring to live, to honor and glorify the lineages through whom we've come. Knowing in truth that there is only one absolute and supreme intelligence, and it is so beloving, so beneficent, that it has gifted itself to absolutely everyone and everything, everywhere that we exist, in nothing but the infinity, oceans of absolute intelligence and consciousness. And there is no greater wealth. And there is no greater gift. And so in our now moment, I'm encouraging us to really get real about what really matters to us. Do you really want to end your life in pain and suffering? Do you really want to be another statistics in terms of how many died of heart disease and cancer and diabetes and obesity and all of this? Do you really want to be a statistic? Do you want to be in a place where you're helpless and you're hopeless and you're faithless and you are now having to deal with people who don't know how to facilitate your wealth and your health? And some mistake my messaging as health and wellness. I am not really speaking about health and wellness as much as I am addressing the right response to being under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, where we have been fed like kids with the flesh of dead animals, hot dogs, hamburgers, Vienna sausage, spam, lunch meats, bologna, salami, bread and eggs and cheese and all of this stuff that clogs our bodies up. The body that is 80% water, like the earth is 80% water. It is duty, obligation, and responsibility to know how to facilitate one's life. It is really the duty, obligation, and responsibility of government to really ensure that the people, the constituents, the populace, has access to that which is going to enhance their lives. But it's like too much like right when you're influenced by a people who respect things more than they respect life. The polished wood, metal, and stone that they slave for. And we have been behaviorally modified through all of the nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, hormones, all of the chemicals, the flavor enhancers, the shelf stabilizers that are concentrating, saturating, and contraindicating in all of the mucus that has been clogging our organs and whatnot from the potatoes, the rice, the yams, the pastas, the pastries, flour, and water make paste. And so our coming to a point and place where we are really caring to reconstitute our bodies as 80% living waters, charged with the minerals of the earth, and to respect that you are the greatest gift you will ever get. There is nothing that you can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what you already are, but naked. And so in our now moment, I'm the one to tell you, love yourself with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. Because in truth, you are loving you, you are respecting you, you are honoring the life force that is beating your heart and breathing you is the real way that we are responsive to what many of us have always heard in our living, which was, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, which is the law. With all of our body, heart, mind, with all of our might. And this is not about religion. This is about what is necessary in order for us to gain footing upon the path of life. Realizing that life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that this now moment is calling us to regain our footing upon the path of everlasting life, to realize that whatever the diagnosis, whatever the prognosis, you can reverse it, but you cannot heal by treatments of more poison, pharmaceuticals, chemo, radiation, any of these other things. They're coming up with all kinds of new things, but just because you had your gallbladder taken out does not mean that you were healed. Just because you had your uterus removed does not mean that you are healed. Just because you had your breasts removed does not mean that you were healed. Just because they put chemo whatever in your scrotum for the prostate cancer does not mean that you are healed. But the healing is about your remembering the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of your own life and reclaiming it. Charging every atom and every cell of your being in the absolute truth that you and I are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is our time to step forward, to step up, to consciously care, to be whole. And so our now moment is pregnant with opportunity to show up, show out, and give God a full glory, a full honor. See, many give God this intelligence of existence. We give them lip service. Everybody talks about how good God is. God is good all the time. But the issue for us is coming to a point and place where we realize that in our now moment, it's not about being good. We have good people who are dying all day, every day. We can't even count the numbers. We've gotten to a point where so many people are passing. So many people are hospitalized. So many people. And you realize that before COVID, nobody kept track of the people who were passing away from anything. And then all of a sudden, all of these people are passing away from this thing that they call COVID. But in 2016, the American Heart Association said that over 800,000 people died in 2016 just from heart disease. But they didn't call that a pandemic. Heart disease is the number one killer of all people. Why? Because the blood has been tainted. And they give you blood transfusions, but never tell you how to clean your own blood. And that's why I do what I do consistently over time, is to support you in remembering that we are not carnivores and omnivores and vegans and vegetarians and various degrees of being human feeders or useless eaters, as some would refer to the populace as. We are literally breatharian first. Everybody has to breathe. And with the conspiracies to put us in place where we are getting sicker and sicker, what did they do? They had us masking, or had them masking, or had you masking. Cutting down the oxygenation to every fiber of your being and your bloodstream. So now we have the opportunity to really respect and reverence the breath. They often tell you when you're stressed to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Breathing consciously, realizing that for all of the breaths that you have already had, that you can take all of the money that has ever been printed, all of the coin that has ever been minted, and it does not have the value of one beat of your heart or one breath that you take. And so at this particular point in juncture, I'm saying, yes, we have to breathe, but it's hard to breathe with all of the mucus in the lungs. You see people walking around with oxygen tanks. People are dying from pneumonia, fungal pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, because of all of the organisms, in addition to the chemicals. And I'm going to remind you that we are perfectly and divinely designed, but we were not designed to eat and consume the flesh and carcasses of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of quail and ostrich and alligators and chickens and hens and all of that. It's indigestible material. It is the chromosomes, hormones, and genetic information of another creature that does not digest in our systems. It just recoagulates along the walls of the arteries, the blood vessels, the capillaries, the veins. So the real revolution that will not be televised is more and more of us coming to point and place where it matters to us that we will no longer be a detriment to ourselves and ourselves, that we are ready to do what is ours to do on a daily basis in exalting a full effort in our living. Because we've always heard A house divided against itself shall not stand. But coming to a point in place where you realize that there's certain things that you do that are in your best interest, and there's certain things that you do that are not in your best interest, and then there's certain things that you do that are truly detrimental to yourself. This is the program. And I don't care how long it's been, you can do better when you care to do better for yourself. Because if you don't care to do better with yourself, for yourself, I can guarantee you that very few will care. And many of us can remember being children and our parents were smoking and we were just so annoyed with them smoking. You understand? And then coming to a point in place where we get to a certain point where then we start smoking. No matter how pure you are, when you come out that womb, being immersed in nothing but violation and degradation and artificial colors and artificial flavors and rotting carcass in your bloodstream. I'm just saying this is the process of adulteration. So by 21, we are labeled adult, completely adulterated, no longer what God intended for us. And we have to realize for oppression at the cellular level to be systemic, where the system that we're in has now a global system of cellular oppression. That we have access to everything that does not do us any good. Absolutely no minerals, no oxygenation, no hydration. And by the time you have lived 30, 40, 50, 60 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, alcohol, tobacco, the cancer is showing up, the heart disease is showing up, the aneurysms, the strokes, having to have the amputations from the diabetes. We're in a place and space where we can't afford to continue to be herded like cash cows in a system of sickness, illness, disease, inebriation, intoxication, violation, and all of what we see going on. We can do better. But the better is really being in a place where you respect the reality that your body has been cleansing every day since the day you came out your mother's womb. And somebody bathed you every day until you could bathe yourself. And for those who don't even bathe every day, at some point, you bathe. In a death culture, how do we know we're in a death culture? Because people believe in dying. Well, sister, you know, I gotta die something. We gotta die. Death should not be the finality, the eventuality, the destiny and fate when you are already immersed in nothing but the eternity of being. The divinity of being, the intelligence of existence itself is yours. And so I am appealing to those who have ear, for those who care, to really heal, to know that you can, but you have to cleanse. And the mind has to be cleansed. The spirit is cleansed when the blood is clean. It's not about just getting a blood transfusion. It's about really understanding the power of breath and air and water and herbs, and fresh fruit, and leafy greens, and vegetation. You'd be amazed at how amazing you would feel. That the pain that comes from all of the acidity that is causing so many hip replacement surgeries, knee replacement surgeries, back surgeries and all of this, you are able to heal. But it must be through respecting, reverencing, appreciating, loving, honoring your perfect and divine design as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and literally immortal point of a presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. What do you want with the rest of your life? What do you want for your children? We have more autism than ever before because of the practice to shoot the babies up soon as they coming out the womb with all kinds of stuff that don't belong in the baby's body. The baby has what it needs for its immunity and lifetime security if the mother would breastfeed. Duty, obligation, and responsibility as men is to protect, to provide, and to know that right alignment with the source of your being is that which gives you the opportunity to create in this world the joy, the peace, the happiness, the prosperity, the financial wealth that puts you in a place where you can take care of your children, you can take care of your wives, you can do what is yours to do, because there is always more when you are rightly aligned. But we have so many who are in the wrong thought, in the wrong mind. They believe that they don't have enough, they can't afford. They believe it. And because they believe it, then we see that their resources are a reflection of what they believe. Coming to point and place where it matters to us to show up, show out in our now moment of eternity, to realize that you have some time to get it right. But the it that you have to get right is yourself. Coming to a point and place where you are all right with being righted, you're all right with accepting correction, you're all right with clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, regenerating every fiber of your being so that you are truly a glory and an honor to the lineages through whom you've come. That you are truly doing that which is yours to do on behalf of the lineages through whom you've come. That you are all right with representing your lineages in the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government, because that's what true success actually is, particularly in this place and space where they want you to be out of alignment with the divinity and the truth of yourself. This now moment is yours for the asking. It's yours for the taking. It's yours for doing what is yours to do in reclaiming your footing upon the path of eternal life. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come before these airwaves, to realize that I don't have to be paid to do this. And so we want to remind you that there is purpose in being. And there's difference in being in purpose and being employed. And for those who've been able to really negotiate employment that is conducive, facilitative, and really ensuring the fulfillment of purpose, then hallelujah. Because most people are not on purpose. We're in a now moment that requires us to really take some real deep looks at ourselves, our lives, and what more do you want? When you know that you can have anything, you can do anything, but will you care to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of existence? Will you care to be reconnected to the source of your being? Will you care to be in a place and space where nobody can pull you off your dot? You're able to let stuff roll off you like water off a duck's back. I see people getting so bent out of shape for so many little things. But we're not concerned about the real big things. You're concerned about the genocide that's going on that's affecting your family. You're not upset about the autism and the behavior modification of your children. I'm saying, no, we need to raise completely up and come to a point in place where we know duty, obligation, and responsibility in the exaltation of life itself. And that nobody has been sent to the planet to undermine life. That is not purpose in being. Nobody has been sent to the planet to decide who lives and who dies and to create an agenda of sickness, illness, disease, and death through inebriation, intoxication, cellular oppression, violation, and then be in a place and space where they're profiting. They think they're profiting. See, that's the delusion. That's the lie. To think that there's some profit in undermining the right of other beings to have the right to their lives. And so in our now moment, we have the opportunity to know the truth. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. But you can't just know the truth. You can't just spout the truth. You can't just rhetoricize and philosophize about the truth. You have to be in the integrity of the truth of your being as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be supremely intelligent. Intelligent enough to know that you cannot prosper killing yourself, undermining yourself. So y'all drink the Kool-Aid. You say the Kool-Aid, the Schlitz malt liquor, the Colt 45, the Peg, the Gatorade. You understand the Coca-Cola. You understand there's an advertising outside of Kroger that says, you know, they have the stacks of Coca-Cola in the corner when you enter the door. And it says something to the effect of, what does it say? Add this to your madness. Add Coke to your madness. Something crazy. Just stupid. Right? I'm just saying, who makes these slogans? But the issue is we have so many ones who are employed by who I refer to as the corporate deities of death. Now, mind you, that as living beings, as men, the progenitor of lineages, as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, we're here to exalt life. We're here to ensure the progression of our lineages. We're here to make sure that each generation has everything that is required to really self-realize, self-actualize, and to walk in the greatness of their own unfoldment. But the agenda is ensuring that each generation is assaulted with more artificial colors and flavors and chemicals that are disguised as candies and treats and Hot Pockets and all of this. And so I'm just saying is that in this now moment, our conscious care to realize that we don't have to get out and march. We don't have to picket. What is required of us in this now moment is to care, to have our impact and influence in this life be the insurance of the lineages. We are so powerful in numbers. And people say, well, when we all gonna come together? But you are already together in the sickness, the illness, the disease. How many people do you find at the dialysis centers? How many people are in the hospitals? How many people are in the churches? You have more sick people on a Sunday in church than you do in the hospitals. So no, there's a unification, but it's not being harmonized with the will of existence and the light and the intelligence of being directly. And that's what we can flip the script with. We were told to pray without ceasing. And it's definitely a discipline. A discipline of discipleship. Everybody's not consciously caring to be a disciple of truth. But you have all of these ones who are followers of these ones and these ones and those ones. They call themselves influencers. But are they influencing you to take responsibility for being able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative of depopulation, zero population, and genocide? For all of the ones you follow. And so I'm the one that really cares to put you in a place of mindfulness, because I know that in order for you to even be listening in at this time of night, you have to have some care. You have to have some value for the programming. And coming to a point where you not only value the programming, you value the message, you value the truth, you value the light of supreme being that you are always immersed in, that your value for being is much greater than your care for your cars and your motorcycles and your trucks and your things that can be burned up and destroyed. But that body that you're in, being perfectly and divinely designed, can be completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that you are revivified and walk in the light of the truth of the one that you are, as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Some of you refer to it as God, but it's much more than God. God is his Lord's Lordesses, saints, saviors, and all of those. When you look at all of the beings that have ever lived, you could put all of them together, all of the gods, the goddesses, the angels, all of them together. The sum of the parts does not equal to the whole. And people will tell you, well, we all have a piece to the puzzle, but you can't give your piece in pieces. You can't give your piece except in your wholeness. You can't make your full contribution being a detriment to yourselves and yourself. And so we have all of these ones who've come forward, and we give thanks for all of the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, and all of that that allows us to be the beneficiaries of the realizations, the revelations, the gifts, the intellectual property, the books, the music, all of that which other ones have gifted. But we have to do what they didn't know to do it. They didn't know to boycott the death industries as grassroots community movement. They didn't know that we have the power of choice every day in terms of what we're bringing into our bodies, what we're putting down our throats, and how we are able to get artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHC, all of this stuff out of our systems. Because other ones would tell you, well, we don't know exactly what the cause is, but we can give you these pills. Oh, they didn't work, so we can give you a stronger dose. Or we can give you this one and this one and this one. Now, mind you, there are side effects, so if you're having any problems, just come and let me know, and then I can adjust your dosage. That's not healing. And the duty, obligation, and responsibility of women under this edict of rising, getting up, standing up, and realize that wherever we are, the man with the womb, we are responsible, entitled, and will be held accountable for knowing how to facilitate life. It's not good enough for us to just scratch an itch and have babies. We have to be restored in the light of the supreme intelligence that is ours, in knowing how to ensure that our children are our progression, that we leave this realm better than we found it because of the quality of beings that we are. So what liberation really looks like, and see, the issue is that liberation is really not the conversation that people are having. And even with the conversations of health and wellness, when you are under an agenda that is genocide, the conversation has to be about your resurrection. It has to be about remembering that you cannot live in the fullness of yourself with a feeling of entitlement to be undermining yourself. And so I can tell you, I've seen it. I'm facilitative of it. You can get rid of that gut. You can get rid of that gout. You can get rid of that heart disease, that diabetes. You understand? See, we have the right as women to know how to facilitate life. Now, everybody didn't apply themselves to that. I have been applying myself to that. And there are those who may be listening who have benefited from it, and those who are listening who maybe haven't benefited because you, for whatever reason. And most of the reason why we don't try to do anything greater is because the chemicals of behavior modification are so seriously entwined, saturating, concentrating in our lives. I'll be forward in just a bit. There have been so many ones to do what other ones didn't know they could do when it comes to healing, when it comes to how we have experienced the realization of salvation and deliverance in our lives from being devastated in the wars and being devastated in abusive relationships and rapes and violation and car accidents. I mean, there are so many people. We've been saved from so much. Now we have to literally consciously care to be saved from ourselves. Say, Lord, please let there be a divine intervention. You understand? And some people think, okay, well, Jesus is coming. But even if and even though there are Christed beings upon the planet, it has nothing to do with you until you are totally receptive to becoming your own saving grace, to be your own savior, to create as your absolute reality the blood of Christ, a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no of the chemicals, the residues, no of the aborted fetuses and all of the coagulation of that and the cholesterol and all of this stuff. I'm just saying is that the blood is sacred. Life is sacred. And just because you can go into the hospitals and get blood transfusion does not mean that you are healed. Because they definitely do not give you instruction as to how to honor the blood that you were given. Whose blood was it? The spirit is charged on the blood, so whose spirit are you receiving? And so at this particular point in time, I'm encouraging you to realize that if they can do all of the stuff that they do without a concern as to whether it's wrong or not, in terms of all of the warring, the bombing, the flooding our community with all of this alcohol and all these drugs and all of this wacky weed and all of this stuff and all of the vaping that's destroying the integrity of people's lungs. I'm just saying, nobody questions it. And I'm just saying, at this particular point, when you realize that you are consistently bombarded with violation, consistently seduced to be participatory with your own violation, then yeah, you should keep me in your ear as much as possible, because that spirit has to be charged. That spirit has to be remembered. You have to realize that every spirit that is in the body is of eternity, come into this realm of corporality, materiality, physicality. But we're still in the realm of eternity. And this planet that is so absolutely amazing, that provides everything for us. She has everything that we need, and then we are so blessed that there are those who are employed and those who are working and those who are purposed in filtering the waters. And bringing the clays, not just bringing the diamonds, the gold, the oil, and all of that, but also the herbs for the healing of the nations. Those who are making sure that we have filtration in our homes. Lights, gas. I'm just saying is that let's start counting our blessings in the degrees of comfort that we are having, even in the midst of the discomfort that we ourselves are creating for ourselves. But coming to a point and place where every time you lay down and close your eyes, and every time you arise and wake up, realize that you have always been held in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present. That it has not let you go. Regardless of how much cigarettes you've smoked and how much meat you've eaten and how much sodas and how much you have literally not done what was truly in your best interest. This day you can. And tuning into this program at this particular point in time at midnight to 3 a.m. is a good time for you to make new commitments. To say to yourself, to get up and put your lamp on and get a pen and a paper and begin to recommit yourself. I commit my whole body, heart, mind to being whole. I commit every atom and every cell of my being to being completely cleared and cleansed and purified. I commit to living the rest of my life and not dying the rest of my life. I acknowledge that the sun is always shining. The earth is spinning. Things are growing. The birds are chirping. I mean, we are at the beginning of this new year, the new frequency that starts in a week. And it's already getting warmer. But this is the new frequency. This is the actual new year. And so our coming to a point and place where we care to be renewed with it. All of your allergies will go away when you stop eating all of this potatoes and rice and mucus and start bussing it up. Drinking more water. Making yourself available to the hots, the ginger, the cayenne, the things that will help open up your sinuses and whatnot, the horseradish. There's just certain things Mother has provided us so that we are able to renew and redo. I commit my whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being renewed and rebirthed with this new frequency. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to have a redo, to have a makeover, to make me anew through the blood of Christ, the Christic consciousness, one who knows the truth of the divinity of self and who has the frequency of love, forgiveness, mercy, compassion. The harmonization with the will of existence. See, there is victory and triumph that has already been won because nobody can outthink the intelligence of existence. You're not going to outshine the sun. You understand? And try as they may and try as they might, there is absolute law that is all pervasive. Perfection is an inherent part of existence. And we were told, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. What are you thinking? Are you thinking that, oh, I can't get rid of this and I can't read? And the doctor said, and this, I said, it ain't what they say. It's about what you are saying to yourselves, particularly when you are wise enough, caring enough to get the support that you require in reconstituting the substance of your cells and your body to being 80% highly charged mineralized water, like the earth is 80% water. Because water is the medium of intelligence that holds the frequency and vibration of your thought, of your fear, of your faith, of your confidence, of your insecurity. Whatever you think and however you feel, you are charging it upon the waters of your cells. Now, if your body is 80% sludge and mucus and acidity and worms and organisms and parasites, then you got other things working against you. And your mind is already undermining you. Now, there are those who eat the standard American diet. They got good jobs. They're in the pulpits. They're in the hot operating rooms. Do you realize that we can deal with a system? We're seeing the impact and the effect of a system of oppression. But everybody, for all intents and purposes, were fed hot dogs and hamburgers and sodas and this, that, and the other. And some parents were a lot more conscientious than other parents. But you have people who have become the president of the United States, those who've had their faces put on postage stamps, those who are surgeons and doctors and lawyers and judges and police, everybody, but everybody was fed garbage. And you can consistently and continuously reach new elevations in your employment status and your status. You could become filthy rich in terms of money and still be eating garbage. Really? That's the trick if I ain't ever seen one. For these people to think that there's some progression in undermining one's own life force and divinity, to have polished wood, metal, and stone, and paper, whether it's the Federal Reserve notes, whether it's the stocks, the bonds, now it's the digital currency, and I'm saying there is no currency that man can create that is greater than our life currency. And now coming to a point in place where we are investing in increasing our life currency as opposed to trading our life currency for paper currency and then buying and consuming that which undermines our life currency. When you truly care to be rich, you have to acknowledge that you're already rich because you have the breath of life. And if you care to be richer, then you got to be cleaner. You've got to be hydrated, well oxygenated, mineralized, alkalizing, facilitating consistent cellular repair, regeneration, and opening up all channels of elimination so that the toxins, the organisms, the viruses, bacteria, and whatnot can get out. And it's not about you going over here and they're doing this for you and they're going over there and they're doing it. You can go to all of the holistic practitioners that you care to be going to. You have the money for that. I'm talking holistic with a H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. Go to any of the holistic practitioners. It's only really what you do with yourself on a daily basis that is going to truly accomplish the greatest good with you, for you, and those who are yours. And so being in a place and space where we are acknowledging that we have come into this realm through the lineages that we represent. And we are sons and daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters, great-great-great, and the great-great-great-great-great-great-greatness is already in us, but it's charged upon our DNA. And the standard American diet as we know it really facilitates our DNA lockdown. And so I'm wanting us to really get real clear about doing that which is ours to do in no longer participating in undermining ourselves, our children, our communities, our nation. If Africans throughout the diaspora were committed to their own liberation, we wouldn't be dependent upon governments who have already proven that they do not have anybody's best interest at heart, even their own. And so in this now moment, it is yours, your time, your life, your mission, your commitments, your honor, your opportunity. And so I'm here to encourage you to be in it, to win it, to not hit it and quit it. To realize that every day is a day of progression if you would be progressive. And the progression is really not so much about your political consciousness and keeping track of the politics and the politicians and the politicians and all of these ones, but coming to the place and space of realizing that vivid self-expression and vivid self-representation as a result of consistent effort in loving the law, in being law-filled and loving being, vivid self-reflection. As these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be supremely intelligent is the highest form of political consciousness possible. Because there are no ones who can break the law. And by virtue of law, everybody gets what they apply themselves to, good, bad, ugly, or otherwise. So why would we be participating in doing that which undermines us? And so in this now moment, I'm calling you to realize that we are in the day of the exaltation of the divine feminine, the liberation of the sanctity, the sacredness, and the divinity, the purpose of righteous womanhood, and the exaltation and the acknowledgement and the harmonization of the divine feminine and the divine masculine to come under one Godhead of right alignment, right use of the faculties that we've been given, and to be in a place where we honor and we glorify the lineages through whom we've come. Truth.